Everybody's worried about artificial intelligence. There are so many technologists and pundits that are pronouncing the end of work and economic collapse due to the lack of jobs. Last year, I was reading articles that companies were underinvesting in artificial intelligence. This year, I'm reading articles that because of artificial intelligence, IT spending is up 30%. Governments are concerned that their countries are being left behind due to artificial intelligence and automation. And while I truly believe that artificial intelligence will be transformational, today, in 2018, we are all victims of the hype machine, the artificial intelligence hype machine. I have dedicated several episodes of Sourcecast to the benefits of artificial intelligence and how it will transform society. This week, I'm going to discuss the things that artificial intelligence isn't so good at. I'm Joey Lombardi, and this is Sourcecast episode 115. The robots are coming. The robots are coming. Whatever shall we do? Oh no. I have read so much about the coming societal changes of artificial intelligence. How we will all be forced to be placed under a universal income because none of us will be working. And the pros and cons of such a situation. I keep reading about how jobs will be impacted.
Hey, go download me a hoagie off the internet.
I privately scolded my guests on Sourcecast episode 100 for not being concerned about the impacts of artificial intelligence on their long-term careers. And with all that being said, let's just be honest. There's just some things that artificial intelligence can't do so well. Let's kick off this discussion with an article from Bloomberg, who I have been using quite a bit lately. The author, Mark Buchanan, he's calling it out, and he's saying that our robot overlords will be delayed. Buchanan kicks off the article by referencing a cognitive scientist from the 1970s, Marvin Minsky. Minsky claimed that a machine with the general intelligence of a human being would exist by 1980.
Wrong. Wrong.
So robots and artificial intelligence, they have been the working man's boogeyman for 40 years. And maybe the boogeyman's shadow is growing longer, because we do have bots, we do have automation, and there are simple tasks that human beings used to do that automation and robotics can do today. But there are a lot of things that it cannot. AI struggles with tasks that humans regularly perform that aren't so clearly delineated. According to Mark Buchanan, it's where the nature of an answer or the information needed to approach a situation is not given. AI cannot handle that because AI is not truly intelligent. AI is a series of scripts based on a very, very specific subset of inputs. When those inputs are achieved, output can be produced. And even in those situations where you have this wonderful output, there are questions of reliability. Bots and algorithms, while on a day-to-day basis they are doing spectacular things, they can be tricked. A perfect example is the stock market. There's been a few situations where automatic trading bots have been triggered, and there have been massive reductions and drops in the stock market because of these freaking bots. And because there are so many complicated algorithms and parameters to those algorithms, sometimes the people who design these things, they don't even know why they behave the way they behave. So in a situation where we don't understand the outcomes, can we truly make intelligent decisions and allow the robots to make intelligent decisions until everything can be understood and properly vetted? Another great example of a situation where the data can't be trusted, Tim Peterson of DigiDay also points out in marketing situations how artificial intelligence and big data can't always be trusted. And I quote, "Fortunately for marketers, they aren't yet using AI to make major business decisions. The examples that attendees most frequently cited were tailoring product recommendations and personalizing marketing communications. And even to the extent that marketers use AI to make major decisions, they're using it as a gut check. One attendee said, I think AI is all about decision support. It's there to tell you what not to do. And to clarify, the quote from that article was from a marketing company's town hall session. Corporations like efficiency. So a situation where you're being told not to make a decision is great, but there's always going to be a business person, there's always going to be a business driver to find more efficiency and to search for some promised land situation where a computer is going to make a decision, a good decision, and a company will reap the rewards and benefits and efficiencies. But like humans, computers make mistakes. Computers make mistakes because they're making decisions based on data. Data that comes from humans, which is erroneous and messy. Data is always going to be problematic, so the outcomes, the patterns, the decisions that are derived from that dirty data, and it's all dirty, will always have to be suspect. One of the reasons why I picked AI as a topic again this week was due to a series of tweets by Elon Musk. He flip-flops back and forth between artificial intelligence being a major problem for humanity and artificial intelligence and robotics being the great savior of humanity. Automation is a huge part of Tesla's business strategy. Elon Musk is banking on automation to help him achieve efficiencies to make more Teslas because they are not making enough. But Tesla is not hitting their numbers, even with all of the automation efforts that they have put forth. And that led to Elon Musk this week making the quote, "Humans are underrated." He goes on to say that excessive automation at Tesla was a mistake. Musk went on to give CBS News' Gail King more information, stating that we had this crazy complex network of conveyor belts, and it was not working, so we got rid of it. So we're in a situation where we're seeing companies try to automate more. You're seeing situations in China where younger workers do not want to work in those factory conditions anymore, and companies like Foxconn are investing heavily in automation in their factories. I do think automation and robotics and artificial intelligence will be extremely helpful to humanity, but these shiny commercials from companies like IBM saying Watson's going to solve the world, buy our stuff now, I've said this before, it's not ready yet. And maybe the applications that we hope to apply to artificial intelligence, it may never come to fruition, but we're always going to push towards those ambitions. And I have a growing concern that China, who are really investing in artificial intelligence, that country is banking on artificial intelligence to propel it to become the number one economy, the most developed country in the next 40 to 50 years. But their application of algorithmic intelligence is a little concerning. Last month, The Verge published an article about China's plan to ban people with poor social credit from planes and trains. I made a joke on News That You Can Use the week that I published this, stating that this is like a bad episode of Black Mirror. As China starts to implement more artificial intelligence, scanning of their population, more monitoring in their streets, they're starting to curb social behavior. There are reports that China has already issued fines to civilians for jaywalking, and those fines were issued based on street cameras and artificial intelligence scanning that footage. China's algorithmic programs are also scanning people's credit and background checks and legal status, and if they have poor social credit, they will not be allowed to enter trains and planes and transport to other cities. I went pretty deep on the AI topic on Sourcecast episode 101 with my guest John Drum, and there's a lot of transformative applications that China is using artificial intelligence for. It's military, it's social governance, it's financial. The country is investing in companies, talent, and infrastructure, and the rest of the world is paying attention. While it seems the United States is more focused on revitalizing the dawn of the industrial age, specifically around coal, the Chinese government clearly sees a window of opportunity. Other countries like France, they're trying to claim their position at the global AI party. Wired magazine conducted an interview with French President Emmanuel Macron, and their focus seems to be more on the healthcare side. This is really the Watson sweet spot of artificial intelligence, but Macron attended CES a few years ago, and it left a lasting impression. And I quote, "We had some innovations I saw several times in medicine to predict, via better analysis, the diseases you may have in the future and prevent them or better treat you. A few years ago, I went to CES, and I was very impressed by some of these companies. I had with me some French companies, but I discovered US, Israel, and other companies operating in the same field. Innovation that artificial intelligence brings to healthcare systems can totally change things, with new ways to treat people, to prevent various diseases, and a way not to replace the doctors, but to reduce the potential risk." That quote left me with a couple of different impressions. First and foremost, while it's very positive to see the French president taking an interest in artificial intelligence, the Wired interview made it very clear to me that he really doesn't understand the true impact of artificial intelligence in the future. It's also clear to me that he's taking the IBM approach to artificial intelligence. We're not going to replace jobs. We're going to enhance jobs. We're going to make doctors and employees of corporations better at doing things and more productive. And while that tone supports the message of this podcast, I truly don't believe that leaders of corporations and countries believe that. I think that they truly do see a huge potential for job eliminations and efficiencies. And from a government perspective, better intelligence, a means of better controlling and monitoring the state of the state. And I'm not really constructing that sentence to be ominous. Frankly, it's just practical. It's what governments do, it's what corporations do. So I know I'm straddling both sides of the fence here, because I'm basically saying I don't believe the corporations and government leaders and Ginni Rometty from IBM, I don't believe that they believe that artificial intelligence is as benign as they would like you to believe. On the flip side, the people who are drinking the artificial intelligence Kool-Aid, they are hyping it up way too much right now. It isn't truly intelligence. As I said before, it's a series of scripts that will produce an outcome based on a very specific series of inputs. Of course, it's going to get better. Of course, it's going to be more impressive, especially when quantum computing becomes more available. But the question is, will you always need a human to monitor the output and the work that a computer is producing? If you're scrubbing text documents for specific terms or language, I would be worried. But if you are doing very complex tasks that are based on a series of previous complex tasks, I think your job might be safe for a while.
And that's all we have for this week. You can find Sourcecast on iTunes, Google Music, and all of your favorite podcasting applications. Sourcecast is recorded in bucolic Mandarin, New Jersey, and it's produced by my dad. The outro is performed by me, Ben Lombardi, and music is provided by Patrick Lee. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.